This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center has released its latest update and foresees a likely transition from El Niño to ENSO neutral this spring. The report also says that the shift could be followed by a La Niña weather pattern. Up next, we will hear from Matt Bennett, co-founder of AgMarket.net, about what another period of dry weather could mean for Midwestern growers next.
Now that the calendar shows March, prep for the 2024 planting season is well upon us, and we'd like to remind you of a few extra steps to help reduce the safety risk during the heat of that planting season. There's the obvious: make sure all that safety equipment is in proper working order as part of your routine preparations, but also try to rest up, as chronic fatigue can have the same effect on your body as drugs and alcohol, and slowed reaction times can be dangerous. This message furnished by the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center this week announced that it foresees a transition from El Niño to ENSO neutral by April through June 2024, 83% chance, with the odds of La Niña developing by June through August 24, with a 62% chance. Typically, the La Niña weather pattern brings drier weather to the Corn Belt region of the Midwest. Matt Bennett, co-founder of AgMarket.net, says that most farmers would welcome dry conditions at planting time.
I think the biggest issue right now, of course, is going to be your subsoil moisture situation. A lot of folks are concerned about it. Now, most farmers, you know, if you ask them, they'd be thrilled to plant into dry conditions in the spring, typically from a standpoint and, you know, not having to fight mud and dodge storms. It's a lot better to be able to go into dry soil, get a really good, even emergence type situation.
While growers in Iowa would be happy with good conditions at planting time, many are dealing with a moisture deficit already, says Bennett.
The problem is, whenever you don't have subsoil moisture, you're worried about your reserves being able to support you, you know, if you stay dry. And
he says that even with a potentially drier pattern in place this summer, timely rains could be the difference in the latter portion of the growing season.
I think time will tell what's going to happen there. But I do think that you can still do things from a risk management standpoint as the market rallies, if it does continue to rally, to set a ratchet in some floors. Because the bottom line is, if the timely rains show up after a dry spring, you could be looking at the recipe for an awfully big crop here this year.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.